Hello, and it's welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich from me, John Hoyle, and my co-reader, Dorothy Sneasby. This is edition 2266, and we're recording it on a Wednesday, 27th of March, rather than our usual Thursday, in the hope that delivery to you is not too delayed because of the bank holiday weekend. On part one of the recording, we will have three sets of news items and some letters to the evening news. Ian Robertson will read a couple of features, the first one on this part of the recording about Southwold. First of all, we're very pleased to welcome a new listener, Mrs. Dorothy Jarry of Bradwell. We hope you enjoy our recording. Now, I'll hand over to Dorothy to introduce our first set of news items.
A key heritage site in the heart of the city is set for some upgrades. The Guildhall in Jail Hill is England's largest medieval city hall and was the centre of city government until it was replaced by City Hall in 1938. Plans submitted by Norwich City Council are intended to upgrade the roof fall arrest system, a barrier designed to stop the fall of any maintenance workers on the roof, as well as a wire system and shock absorbers. The proposal has been approved, even though the plans could cause a level of harm to the historic site. However, planning officers decided that the level of harm was mitigated by the need to create safe access to the roof for future maintenance. Historic England was approached but did not offer advice. The City Council has been granted 3 years to complete the work.
A climate activist whose crowd-funded court battle to halt upgrade work on the A47 has cost taxpayers tens of millions of pounds has launched yet another legal challenge. Dr. Andrew Boswell has instructed solicitors to apply for permission to appeal to the Supreme Court in an effort to stop two sections of the road being dualled and a larger roundabout being created near Norwich. He argues the environmental impact of the projects has not been properly considered. Preliminary work has already started on the schemes, which planners said would reduce congestion and improve safety, as well as boosting the local economy. But delays caused by his legal challenges have already set back the roadworks by more than 20 months and added tens of millions to the cost.
The future of the 247 million Norwich Western Link Road has been plunged into huge doubt after Natural England signalled the council was unlikely to get a licence to allow bats to be disturbed by its construction. The late intervention prompted an extraordinary outburst from Kay Mason Billig, the leader of Norfolk County Council, who said the unelected Quango had moved the goalposts and was trying to subvert the will of the people. Bass Patel bats, which live in woodland along the route of the proposed road, are protected by law in the UK, and a special licence is needed from Natural England to do anything which might disturb or harm them. Mrs. Mason Billig warned that without such a licence, the road could not be built. But council officers fear new guidance issued by Natural England means the Western Link is unlikely to obtain one, which could spell the death knell for the project. The County Council and supporters of the road, including businesses, say it will cut traffic congestion, reduce journey times, boost the economy, and improve safety. But critics say it will increase carbon emissions and damage habitats. Norfolk Wildlife Trust has raised concerns about the impact of the road, which includes a viaduct over the River Wensum, will have on bats and other wildlife. The Labour and Green groups at County Hall and some members of the Liberal Democrat group are opposing the road, while the Stop the Wensum Link group was formed to fight it.
One of the best paid officer posts at Norfolk County Council is being axed as part of a shake-up at County Hall. The Conservative-controlled council has agreed to get rid of the £175-a-year post of Executive Director for Community and Environmental Services, one of the eight highest-paid jobs at the authority. The post will be axed, has been held by Graham Bygrave on an interim basis since June last year, when Tom McCabe vacated it to become chief executive. The remit of the post ranges from libraries to museums, highways to fire and rescue, and from recycling centres to corporate property. After the post is axed, two lead directors will be created instead, one for infrastructure and one for communities and environment.
The number of children homeless has almost doubled in some areas of Norfolk in the last year amid a worsening housing crisis. The latest figures show a record number of children are living in temporary accommodation in the county. It has left councils under immense pressure to place families in suitable homes, which is pushing them to the brink of bankruptcy. The scale of the problem means families are living in unsafe and mould-ridden homes due to being unable to afford to live elsewhere. Councillors have described the situation facing families as appalling and have called for urgent action to address the crises. The latest figures have shown a huge increase in the number of children in temporary accommodation in the last 12 months, with some areas, Broadland and South Norfolk, witnessing an increase of more than 80%.